It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler with my co-host Jeff, and today we are talking the conversation of what's in your cup. Now, certainly when we think in terms of filling up our coffee mug or a good craft beer, obviously we know our cup's full with that, right? But what about more metaphorically speaking in terms of ourselves, and what are we full of? And when it comes time to spill out whatever's in our glass, if it overflows at times, what's coming out of us? Is it things like anger, discontent, or is it things like joy and happiness? And is that when it spills on, ourselves and others sometimes, what is it? Jeff?
I noticed that a few months ago that when I was drinking coffee that I was getting heartburn. And maybe I told you this. I gave up coffee. Did I tell you that? I gave up coffee. Yeah, it was hard.
Not me.
Oh my gosh, it was so hard. I gave it up, and I've done this repeatedly because I recognize this pattern.
Okay.
And but I get heartburn from it. But I love coffee. Right.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And so I gave it up. I don't know what happened, man. Maybe it was like, was it Friday or Saturday? Mel's in the bedroom getting ready for something, and I thought, you know what? I justified it in my mind. It's instant coffee, so it's different.
It's different. What even is instant coffee?
Okay, I had some instant coffee, and so it's not brewed the same. So I'm sitting here trying to justify in my mind. I wanted a cup of coffee so bad. So I was like, okay, so I want a cup of coffee. It's instant coffee. Maybe the acidity that causes me stomach problems won't be as potent. I'm really wanting to believe. I mean, the delusion's unbelievable, but just go with me on this.
Why didn't you go for a more rational thought? Like, I could have the coffee and maybe take a couple Tums. That's a better justification, right?
Where were you, Tyler, on Saturday?
I know. Yeah, just drink this good coffee and take these Tums.
Okay, so she comes in right the time when I make it, and she goes, "What are you doing?" And I was like, I'm half a cup of coffee. And she goes, "You can't, your stomach." And I was like, "It'll be okay. I'm giving her my delusion now. It's instant coffee. It'll all be fine." And she's like, "Oh, whatever." So anyway,
she said, "You're dismissed."
For the first time in months, it happened. She came in this morning. Normally, she always brings me a cup of something, and it's always brimming to the top. This is just where it gets into the podcast, to the point where when I pick it up, it's going to spill. It's just going to. It's too full. But that's a sign of her love for me, okay? Just
overflowing.
Overflowing, dude. It is every time. And so I'm on my phone because I couldn't sleep last night. I get up at 5 and I'm laying there. So she's like, "What time did you get up this morning?" I said 5. And we're just small talking. I said, "So what's in the cup?" And she goes, she paused for a second. She goes, "Coffee." So she brought me the poison that I wanted. Anyway.
So you drank it?
So, but here's my point. I almost spilled it. And that's where the idea came to me. It's like, such is our life. You're sitting there and you probably, when you pour a cup of coffee, you probably don't pour it a quarter full,
yeah,
right?
I usually don't do much pouring of coffee.
Oh, no.
No. Tends to make a bit of a mess.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. But you want some coffee in your cup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking about this, the reality is life is an accident waiting to happen. And what I want you to see is your life is a lot like this cup. Whatever the contents are, you're going to spill. So what are you spilling?
Mm. You know what? Actually, I was just listening to some Mark Driscoll, and he kind of had a little analogy like this. He used a water bottle, though. He's healthier than us. And he said, like when the pressure gets turned up on you or you're squeezed, whatever's in the bottle is coming out, and whether it's bitterness and anger or joy and happiness, I guess a way I would kind of describe that is it almost makes our testimony, per se, is you don't really get the testimony without the test.
Mm.
And I think the test is the squeezing of the bottle or the spilling of the coffee, however you want to describe it.
Right.
What we spill out, I think, in the beginning is usually the unwanted substances. Hopefully, as we move along on our journey of life and experience and circumstance, we start to spill things that are a little more beneficial to not only ourselves, but to others as well.
Life, it's not a matter of if it will ever happen, your spill. It's when, right?
Yeah.
And what comes out of your cup is only what you put in it. And so the things you're talking about, think about every time you ever had a blow-up moment, a meltdown, where you freaked out. and what surfaced you weren't proud of, what came from you, what spilled from you, you're not proud of, but yeah. Didn't you first put that in? Like you allow that to fill the cup of your life, your heart.
To kind of bubble up.
Right. And then as you had a clash, you had a spill. And
kaboom!
You didn't just get messy. Everybody around you did too in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you spilling? But watch this. If you fill that cup with goodness and you do have an accident and you spill.
Well, when you have.
When, yeah. What did I say? If. Okay.
If,
when.
Yeah. When.
When you spill that, it can be for good. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, you saw we're about to do worship and I roped you in. Right? I roped you in to join me up on stage.
Somehow we show up in matching shirts. I guess God orchestrated that all along.
It was a great segue, right?
I'm going to have these yahoos up here singing today.
Yeah, so the praise team wasn't there, so we became the praise team. And just as we get ready to start, all the way up in the sound booth upstairs, our sound guy accidentally closes the program down that he doesn't know how to open. So I have to run upstairs, make a joke on the way there about you all doing some magic show.
You know what that was? It's because you were trying to sit down and lie about playing the piano. That's why that got shut down.
My point is, disasters happen every day. When we are intentional about filling our hearts with good things in our cup, that is what will spill out. And so what could have been a complete disaster of frustration was a comical moment.
Man, it was kind of a disaster, though. I was up there singing.
Goodness. You may have felt awkward because you were on the stage, but you know what people told me was afterwards, that was refreshing.
Yikes.
Because.
I need better refreshment, man.
Well, life happens. Life happens.
That's fair. You might as well just make the most of it.
And that's just it. And it was okay. Hmm. It was okay.
Yeah, it always will be, ultimately.
Well, not that it ultimately will. It was okay. Like it wasn't it was awkward for you because you're on the stage with 100 people looking at you.
At least I didn't have to look back at them.
But for the people who are sitting out there in the pew, they're thinking, this happens to me every day.
Yeah, that's fair.
And why can't I skip through disasters with grace?
Hmm.
And the reason is, I'll tell you the reason.
Cup's what are you filling right
your thing. What are you filling your cup with? And so it's an audit for us all. I know what you drank your coffee, or you, if you were like me about a week ago, you're drinking your tea. Okay. And you were intentional in what went in your cup and what went in your mouth. What are you putting in your heart?
Well, doesn't the Bible tell us that life and death is found also in the tongue?
Absolutely.
So
that the heart is the wellspring of life.
When we're spilling those things out, I mean, to know that we have the power to speak both life and death.
That's right. The mouth is the overflow of the heart. You want to know what's in the heart? It is. If you want to know what's in someone's heart, listen to what they say.
Hmm.
Yeah. So what's coming out of your mouth? Only what you put in.
Only what you put in.
Gosh, isn't that awesome?
Hmm. Well, sometimes. it's not always awesome.
Touché. What are you spilling on the people you work with and the people you go home to?
I think for me, I'm just in general somebody with kind of a short fuse. So that's something that I've consciously and actively tried to work on. But, you know, when I used to blow up about something, I would never even think twice about it. I would just move on with my day as if, well, it is what it is. And now I think you're exactly right, though, when you say something that you'd like, oh, man, I didn't want to say that, or wish I wouldn't have said that, or wish I wouldn't have done this. To have even the thought of regret, or I guess self-evaluation and consciousness of knowing that you got it wrong and trying to go back and repair.
We are all people of patterns and habits, so why not create good ones?
That's a fair point.
So,
are you going to go back to drinking coffee?
I did this morning. That's a great question, but I don't know yet.
Do you drink that with sugar in it? How do we do that? Black coffee?
No, I put creamer in it.
Oh, creamer too. So you drink creamer and sugar?
Well, mostly creamer and a little bit of coffee.
No sugar?
No. Well, the sugar in the creamer.
But no extra sugar?
Sometimes honey.
Oh, honey.
Sometimes peppermint.
Like your honey that makes it, or you put some different, like some extra honey in
there? Well, she doesn't stir it with her finger because that would dissolve her finger, you know, but.
All right.
I drink it the way, however she makes it, I'll drink it.
That's fair. My wife usually makes coffee for me in the morning, but now she's got Ivy trained on it.
Oh, really? Your kids are making you coffee? That could almost be scary.
She's pretty good at it.
You're so trusting.
She's pretty good at it. She likes to make it.
How about I make you a cup of coffee? Let's see how that goes.
I don't know. I don't know. Now that you like things filled to the top, I'm not sure. End up with a stain on my shirt. How do we, in moments to which, you know, we don't realize how full our cup is, per se, with whatever may be in it, how do we navigate that?
I think you ever had a, you've been at the restaurant and you were filling your cup with at the fountain drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a margin there. Sometimes you'll end up, well, maybe you know, you wouldn't understand this because someone's doing it for you.
Well, sometimes though, you get either pop or you get yourself a nice beer and the foam just takes over on you and blows over the top.
So there are safe places to pour off the excess. But again, if you're filling it with good things, that excess doesn't have to be somebody else's burden.
Maybe that's what I was asking, right? Where do we get rid of that excess? Where do we move that to or channel that to of the... Because obviously none of us feel just happy-go-lucky all the time, right?
No, right, no.
So where is a good, healthy way to get rid of those things that we ultimately do need to get out of us?
I think the getting out of you is going to happen by default. The key there, I really think, is not so much expelling. That will come out. It's being conscientious today what goes in.
Hmm.
If you make up your mind today, I'm going to stop allowing bad things in my cup. Through my eyes, through my mouth, through my ears, through the people I spend time with, what I allow to entertain me. I mean, all of these things you're super conscious of, and you're only allowing positive things in. Eventually, you will crowd out. Okay, watch this. If I put a little bit of water in your coffee mug,
okay. How
much coffee do I have to pour in before that water is washed out? Eventually, I can so diffuse that water, you won't even perceive it's there.
Right.
But keep doing it over time, especially if you're consuming it. Because that cup, by the way, is always being consumed. It's also always being spilled. But eventually, you will crowd out the bad as you're always pouring in the good. So don't focus on emptying your cup.
Focus on what you're putting in your cup.
Yeah, instead, break the habit of putting bad things in your cup.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Play the long game, not the short game.
The long game.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a chess match.
Absolutely. You're outsmarting yourself. Because the reality is, if you take the cheap shortcuts and you can always just pour out your cup, first of all, that's going somewhere. Second, you'll be tempted to say, I can always fill my cup again with bad things and just pour it out.
Mm.
Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I thought you were going to tell me to buy a punching bag.
No. I'm saying own the decisions that you've made.
So you want me to have responsibility?
Have responsibility for what you're now going to do.
Ooh.
Yep.
That seems like a kind of an adult thing.
Isn't this crazy how we got so deep with a coffee cup?
Yeah. You're the one here with a coffee problem, not me. As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here, and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
It's blindly obvious, baby.